Poet and writer Lucy Grayley has died. Most notably, she wrote about her own experience, how she grew up with facial disfigurement, in Autobiography of a Face, published in 1994. The memoir told the story of Grayley's diagnosis with a rare cancer, Ewing's sarcoma, when she was 9. It described the surgery she underwent to reconstruct her face, about 30 operations over 18 years. In a 1994 interview with NPR, Grayley said it took her a long time to conclude that she wasn't ugly.
When I thought of beauty, I thought of acceptance and walking through the world and through rooms filled with people with a kind of grace and fluency that I couldn't imagine. And I wanted to be beautiful. At least that's what I thought. What I really wanted to do was to walk through a room with grace and fluency. And it took me an incredibly long time to realize that I could do that, that that's what I wanted and that's what I had to go after. And a lot of women who want to be beautiful, what they really want is to be loved and accepted, you know, and there really is a distinction between the two things.
In the book, Grayley wrote that she spent a lot of time avoiding mirrors because she thought that they would find her out. Writing about her life for Grayley was a way of understanding her disease and disfigurement.
It's sort of like a pop psychology way of looking at it, but I did, for the very first time, acknowledge that I had suffered and that I had been brave. And throughout a lot of the book, I talk very much about wanting to be a hero. I used to have the most incredible fantasies from, you know, saving people, diving off high bridges and saving people, to like inventing time machines and going back to pre-war Germany and mourning all the Jews. I mean, I had very elaborate fantasies about these things. And it was only like sort of recognizing myself as a character, as taking my own personality, as it were, and putting it into some kind of narrative plot, that I recognize in many ways I was heroic.
As recently as 2 years ago, Lucy Grayley had more operations. Friends were quoted as saying that she was despondent at the outcome. She died last Wednesday in New York City. No cause of death was reported. She was 39 years old.